Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho.
Welcome back to Inspired Sovereignty Radio. Today, I am interviewing Elle Despaison. She is an author of two books. She's a podcaster. She's a healer. She's a business mentor and a spiritual teacher. Recently started following her on Instagram, and she has such amazing codes for us women entrepreneurs. What speaks to me most is when she talks about surrender and being in uncertainty. And then when she talks about money blockages. So if you haven't met her yet, you're going to want to know more about what she has to say. Her podcast is called the Sacred Roots Podcast, and we'll have the link in the show notes. I mean, she talks about money blocks, self-sabotage, feeling stuck, surrender, the void, the magic of uncertainty, and how to love without expectations. I mean, the way she brings it forward is so, it's practical and inspirational. And I just invite you to sit back, enjoy the conversation between LA and myself. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Let's start with a bit about your journey and how you got to this place of service to women in the way that you are.
Well, I started really 4 or 5 years ago after going through a divorce. I was married for 6 months and then my husband left me for someone else. And it was really, my whole life suddenly collapsing. Now, of course, I can see that it was really a gift in disguise because I was living a life that was not really aligned with who I am and my potential. And so because I was going through a lot, trying to understand why I had married this man, why I was in that situation, I started healing myself. And I actually created a method to heal myself that then I used to help others heal. So that's when I wrote my first book, The Self-Healing Spiral. Because once I started feeling much better, I was like, I cannot keep all this knowledge and experience for myself. I need to help other women who are struggling with, you know, burnout or depression or divorcing, because my method was really applicable to every kind of person who had a trauma. And then while being very passionate about that project, I was very much out there, you know, doing videos, YouTubes, Instagram, just trying to serve as much as I could. And after a few years of doing that, I started feeling more and more misaligned. Mm-hmm. I didn't know why. And I felt like something new wanted to come through in my life. And I realized that even though I had my own business, which was giving me a lot of freedom, I was still working a 9-to-5 in a very rigid and structured way, in a very masculine way. Because that's what I had learned. And that's what I thought was the key to success. Mm-hmm. So I started surrendering. I started working less. I started learning about the divine feminine. And I realized there was a whole other way that I could actually be successful, but also be relaxed, be at ease, be magnetic, and be in flow.
Wow. Yeah.
And I started learning about the divine feminine, taking that into my life, taking that into my teachings. And then I wrote a book about it. And now I really help women entrepreneurs to have a life that is really grounded in their feminine energy so that they can have more creativity, more success, more flow, and be also much more intuitive and connected to their soul.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. I went through the same type of thing, just like seeing that I had this divorce 4 years ago, and then I was like, oh gosh, my world just fell apart, but then it didn't, it fell together.
Yeah.
It fell together. And if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be who I am right now.
Yeah. Sometimes we need these very strong experiences to come back to ourselves, because there were signs before, and I'm sure you've now in hindsight, you can see them. I mean, there were many signs before. And I remember I did things that, you know, weren't really myself, or I was just trying to be excessive to feel free, because part of me actually felt trapped and forced to go into that marriage because of the fears that I had. I was just trapping myself in that situation. You know, I was responsible of that too. We can blame him because he's the one that left me for someone else, but I'm like 50-50 responsibility here. And so when we don't see the signs, then suddenly we go through these very intense experiences because we're so uncomfortable that we don't have a choice to actually come back to ourselves.
Yeah, I often say I haven't been a very good listener, so life has had to get very, very loud with me.
At least you know it.
Yeah, now I know. Now I know. So it makes it like I'm listening intently.
Good.
Will you talk more about surrender and the void and empathy, since that's kind of where we are too? So
yeah. Surrender, the void, and uncertainty. So three different concepts. I'm going to start with surrendering because that is key when you are in the void. So then I'm going to explain after what the void is. Surrendering is one of the gifts of your feminine energy. When you move away from the masculine doing, giving, protecting, structuring, goal setting, and you really move into your feminine energy. And men and women have both feminine and masculine energy. I'm not, you know, categorizing here. When you move into your feminine energy, you start to activate gifts inside of you. You start to be more authentic. You start to be more intuitive, more magnetic, and you start to surrender. And so surrendering is really one of the gifts of your divine feminine energy. Mm. And surrendering is hard in our society, because we have been taught to control. And that if we're not in control, if we can't predict everything that's happening, we are weak. The truth is that we actually don't control anything. Do we know if there's going to be a storm coming in tomorrow? Well, we have weather forecasts because we're trying to control the weather as well. But really, we don't know. Do we know if we're going to be sick or not tomorrow? We don't know. Do we know if we're going to have a new client or not tomorrow? Well, we hope so, but we don't know. And so we're trying to control because it gives us a full sense of safety. But the truth is that we are already safe. And when we can come back to remembering that we are safe because we are co-creating, then we can start to surrender. And when we start to surrender, we leave room to our co-creator to take the lead. We start to slow down, and then the universe speeds up. And surrendering is very, very important if you want to have a soul-led business, if you want to step into your genius, into your purpose, and into all the wealth and abundance that the universe and life has in store for you. You have to surrender. Because otherwise, you're not going to get there. You're not going to see the signs. You're not going to hear the messages. And you're going to go into the divorce like we both did. But these are all opportunities to come back to your soul, to be led by your soul again. And surrendering is very, very important for everyone in their life. But particularly if you find yourself in a place of uncertainty, if you find yourself in a place that I call the void. You can also call it the womb of the great mother, the darkness. The void is a place where you feel that there is more that you can give to the world, but you don't know exactly what it is. And suddenly the people you are hanging out with, they don't feel so aligned anymore. And you would love to eat pizza with like a glass of wine every Friday evening because that was just your thing. suddenly you're not really enjoying doing that anymore. And you're like, what is happening to me? Mm-hmm. Who I was before is not really who I feel like I am right now. Mm-hmm. That's because you are actually invited to let go of all the layers, all the conditioning that you've put on yourself to be loved, or that your parents put on yourself, or that society has put on yourself, or teachers at school. There is so much of who we are as adults that is actually not really who we are. That is not our most authentic self. And not everybody goes through the void. You might feel like you're seeing a lot of people who are experiencing that because you magnetize them and you surround yourself with people like that. But every great leader goes through the void, goes through that process of rebirthing themselves, going into that dark place where you don't really know who you are anymore, but you get to rediscover yourself, reconnect with your creativity, and birth yourself again to the world. And when you do that, every single time, you birth a new project, a new idea, a new dream that is really your soul's dream, your soul's purpose. And so every great leader, every great innovator and creative went through that void to really being reborn to the earth and come and do what they actually came here to do. Mm. And so it can be a process that can be, it can be very long, actually. Several years, if you don't really understand what you're going through. And some people actually never get out of the void if they still try to control it. That's why you really need to surrender when you're in that place of uncertainty, not really knowing where you're going to, who you are anymore, what you'd like to do, but still feeling that there is more. There is something, but I just don't know what it is. Mm. And you really have to create the space to surrender, to slow down, to allow that rebirthing process to happen through you because you're not in control anymore. Mm. And so the void can be a scary place because there is so much uncertainty, but I actually love to teach that uncertainty is where the magic happens because you're not in control anymore. That's the whole point.
That is the whole point.
If you were in control, you'd get out of it. You'd know where you want to end up and you would have done it already. But something greater is happening through you. And you need to allow that process to happen, to unfold. But, you know, we're humans. We want things quickly. We want answers. We want clarity. But nature is not like that. Nature is slow. Nature takes her time. And I really understood that myself when I was pregnant. I wanted to make sure my baby was fine, hold him in my arms. You know, if at 3 months old, I was trying to get my baby in my arms, he wouldn't be surviving. You need to wait the 9 months to birth a baby. Right. So if you are rebirthing yourself, you might need to wait 9, 12, 24 months to allow that process to happen. Let go of all these layers and come back to who you truly, truly, truly are inside, and life is going to show you.
Yes. And as women, as mothers, grandmother, I'm a grandmother, there's so much to surrender. It feels like it's such a process to surrender all of that and then just my own life and just give it over to create that space for more to come in.
Yeah, it feels like a lot and it's scary. But I think that if you are aware that you're actually in a process of rebirthing yourself because there is something new, better, more aligned that wants to come through you and that this is actually happening for you, then you can surrender way more easily.
Yeah.
Because you know that at the end of the tunnel, you don't know how long the tunnel is going to be, but you know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel and that it's going to be beautiful.
And probably much more beautiful than if you were trying to fit it all into your idea of how it should be.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So can you tell us more about your books, The Path of Femininity and The Healing, Self-Healing Spiral?
Yes. So The Self-Healing Spiral is my first book that I wrote in 2019, trying to remember now. Yes, 2019. And it's a very quick read. It's really a book that explains a 6-steps method to heal yourself from trauma and from any sort of intense emotions or intense obstacles that you're going through. And it's with practical exercises to help you welcome your emotions, rewire your beliefs, and really move towards more self-love for yourself. So if you're at the beginning of your spiritual journey or you're going through something, this is a great book to really support you. And then there's The Path of Femininity, which I released now in November, so a few months ago. And that book is much more spiritual and really invites you to embody your divine energy, to really unlock these gifts of intuition, authenticity, magnetism, surrender, so that you can actually come back to your power and start living your life the way you want, being your most authentic self, share your genius with the world. And for women entrepreneurs, this is really important because it is also going to teach you how you can ground your business in feminine energy and not in masculine energy. And our world is so masculine, like I was explaining at the beginning. And so we get tired, we get burnt out, we get exhausted, we lose ourselves. But if you stay in your feminine energy, let me correct that. If you have a grounded feminine energy and you have created sacred union between your masculine and your feminine, you're never going to lose yourself anymore. Because the purpose really of this book is to invite you to come back to your feminine energy so that you can create sacred union. But because we live in a world that is so do, work hard, play hard, struggle, hustle, set goals, and do everything to get there, we need to come back to our feminine. We need to come back to our intuition. We need to come back to receiving and slowing down, because the masculine comes from the feminine. Masculine energy comes from yin feminine energy. When you think about it, every man is born from the womb of a mother. And every day, which is a masculine, starts at midnight, and the night is the feminine. Wow. Everything starts with the feminine.
Wow. That's beautiful. And I remember hearing you saying something about how that book came to you like in the middle of the night or something.
Surrender. Yes. So I was already writing the book. I had already received a very clear message in a meditation that I needed to write a book about the divine feminine. And I remember being like, is this a joke? Like, I don't know what to write. I'm at the beginning of the journey myself. Like, how am I supposed to write a book about the divine feminine? But my guide told me, just start writing and then you'll see. Okay, so I did that. Not very convinced, but I've always been writing. I'm writing another book right now. It's really my thing. And so I just started writing a few things about women's cycles and being connected to the moon and a few things here and there without pressuring myself of, is this really going to go in the book? More, you know, finding joy in the process of writing. And a few interesting things started coming through. I was even surprised myself sometimes at what I was writing. And then after 1 month of doing that, I got woken up in the middle of the night. So I was doing this beautiful dream where a friend of mine is telling me, Ele, this smiley, nice version of you that you've been, you know, that behavior that you've been having for the past 33 years, this is not going to work in 2021 anymore. It is time for you to show your originality and authenticity. And I wake up from that dream and it's so vivid that I'm like, okay, this is a very clear message. I'm going to grab my phone and write it down because I don't want to forget it. And as I'm opening the notes app of my phone, I am suddenly receiving more information of what it really means to be authentic. And I started having all these downloads where I'm like, wait, what? Like, where is this coming from? So I write everything down on my phone and then I put my head back on the pillow thinking I'm going to sleep again. But then I have more downloads. And so I did that back and forth, writing down, sleeping again, writing down for a whole hour. And they, I'm saying they because I think there were more guides, more bright energies, whatever you want to call it, that were in the room, even though I couldn't see them, I could feel them. And I received very clear information from them. And they actually gave me the title of the book and told me that I was going to write about these six gifts of the divine feminine, which leads to being a sovereign being. And it was mind blowing because I have a training of energy healing. I'm a SAM practitioner and Reiki master. And so I know that these things can happen. I've learned about it, but it never happened to me. But I was very happy in that moment that I had that training because my whole body, after an hour of receiving all these downloads, it comes with a lot of energy updates as well. It was very intense for my body. I felt like I was on a boat, you know, going up and down, a boat in a storm. So I really, really had to ground myself. Because when you receive all these downloads, I mean, I don't need to go into a whole explanation, but your whole energy field is opening and you really need to close it again and ground yourself and come back to your human body. And so it was a very interesting experience that I explained in the introduction of the book. But the whole process of writing this book was a whole embodiment process. Life really put experiences on my path that really helped me understand each of these six gifts and understand them really at a very deep level so that I could talk about it and teach it. And it's very interesting because, of course, it was going to happen like that. The feminine, she's embodied, she's in her body. The masculine is the mind, it's the rational thinker. And so the only way to actually write a book about the divine feminine is in the feminine way, through embodiment, through experience, through intuition. And so, as always, it was perfect.
That's beautiful. Can you said, what does it really mean to be authentic? Can you give us a few hints or parts of your codes there?
Of course. So every woman, and now I should be a bit more precise, it's every person that identifies with feminine energy, you know, men identify with feminine energy. So every feminine essence being has some of the wounded feminine energy. Wounded feminine energy is a collective energy that has been passed down from generation through generation. And that is also karmic because it's a part of you that is craving oneness, that is craving to be connected to others. And because you want to feel connected and at one with others, you are going to negate parts of yourself in order to feel connected. That's the wounded feminine, because feminine energy is all about connection, oneness, whereas masculine energy is much more individualistic. And so you are going to say yes when you mean no. You are going to not speak your truth because you're afraid of being rejected or judged for it. You're going to hide parts of yourself, not share certain experiences, certain stories, certain gifts, because you're afraid of, again, creating a separation with others. And healing that and really allowing yourself to be fully yourself in your sensuality, in your gifting, in your body, speaking your truth, saying yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no, that really is the bridge to being your most authentic self. And in my book, I actually talk about these three wounds that are part of the collective wounded feminine, which are the bitch wound, the witch wound, and the whore wound. And it is really through healing these three wounds that you finally allow your authentic essence to shine through.
I keep my heart like feels what you're saying. There's such a a moving that's going on inside me when you're talking. I just want to hear more. And it's beautiful. And now I'm like, okay, when we're off here, I'm going to get the book for sure. It's really beautiful to me that I'm sitting here with you talking about this or listening to you about this and sort of in it at the same time, like going through it myself and learning more, you know, since I've awakened to all of these even new terms in my life and getting to know the context of them and then getting to know the embodiment of them and how they feel.
So the first thing to do, you know, for you, Kimberly, but also for our listeners who are resonating with what I'm saying, the first step is always awareness. So understanding what it is that you're really experiencing. And so I can explain a bit more if you want these three wounds. So it is believed that these three wounds have been passed down from generation to generation from Mary Magdalene. So whether you're Christian or not, it doesn't really matter. Mary Magdalene is an energy. She's a symbol. She represents something. And she's actually, she's considered as being the embodiment of the divine feminine. So she is that symbol of that energy you have inside of you. And Mary Magdalene was known to be a woman that was very independent. She was doing whatever she wanted, and patriarchy already existed at the time. And so men didn't really like that. And so they would call her a bitch because she was just saying yes when she wanted to say yes, saying no when she wanted to say no, just living her life and not being tied to any men. So she was not very controllable. She was also known to be very psychic, to be a healer, to be very intuitive. And she was stoned for it. And so men called her a witch. And after her, we know about the witch hunts and all these healers and midwives and psychics that were burned just because they had a power that men didn't understand and were afraid of, because feminine energy is very intuitive. And men also have that feminine energy. They're just very disconnected from it. So they think only women have it, right? Yes. And then the biggest thing that we know about Mary Magdalene and the way she's often described is that she was a whore, a prostitute. The truth is that she was trained in sacred sexual practices, sex magic, in Isis mystery schools. And she deeply understood that when you are in a sacred sexual exchange with someone, you activate your magnetism, you activate your auric field, and you're connected to your power. And you even are able to have direct access to source through sacred sexuality. She knew that, and she was practicing that with Jesus so that he could also be the healer and the leader that we know him to be. Again, whether you're Christian or not, it doesn't really matter. It's more about the teachings that are in here. And because men didn't understand what she was doing, she was called a prostitute. And the truth is that she was a priestess because she was a bridge between the invisible and the visible world. And so that translates into our modern world as us being afraid of being too sensual, of wearing a skirt that is too short, of sleeping with two different guys in two different nights, because we're going to be called a whore for doing that. If men do that, everyone's going to be like, yeah, awesome, congrats, buddy. If we do that, well, men are going to judge us, but women are also going to judge us. These three wounds, we also inflict them to each other because we're all struggling with it. And so seeing another woman dance in her sensuality, being feminine, is going to trigger us because we're not allowing ourselves to be that completely. And so the whore wound is really translating in today's modern society into us being disconnected from our bodies, feeling shame around our sexuality, around our body, not loving our body, not realizing that it is the seat of our power. And the witch wound is really translating into us being afraid of being seen for who we are, being afraid of doing a live on Instagram or launching that podcast you've been dreaming to launch or talking about that very weird spiritual experience you had or these gifts that you have that actually nobody knows about because you're afraid of being killed for it again. Deep down, it's the fear of death. And the bitch wound really translate into modern society as us being mothers, you know, you're a grandmother, as putting everybody before ourselves and giving and doing and serving because we are so good at understanding everybody's needs, right? Mm-hmm. And we love our kids and our friends and our partners so much. So we want to give them everything, but we forget ourselves. And I love to rephrase the bitch into a loving and caring woman because the bitch is actually going to take care of her needs first because she really knows deep down that it's by filling her cup and having her cup completely full that she can then give her best to her kids. I love to use the example of you just had a busy day. It was super fun. You were in your genius. You really enjoyed it, but it's 6 p.m. and you're a bit tired. You would love to go and have a bath. So you get out of your office. Now everyone is working from home these days. So your kids are running to you. Mommy, mommy, we're hungry. Can you make us some food? Your natural tendency is going to be, of course, I'm going to prepare you a carrot soup or whatever. But you're going to be tired. You're going to do it quickly, feed the kids. And then you're going to be like, ah, I finally have time for myself. What kind of energy are you actually putting into that exchange? That could be quality time. But because you're so drained and empty from your big day where you kept giving so much to your clients, you don't have much to give to your kids anymore. And that's completely normal. You know, expecting that you would be able to still give your best to your kids is it's just a too high of an expectation towards yourself. So my invitation is for you to say to your kids, all right, kids, here's a carrot, here's a banana, here's an apple. Mommy's going to have a bath because she really needs downtime. She needs to come back to her feminine energy. In 30 minutes, I'm going to be all pumped up, recharged, all happy to cook for you, to eat with you, and we can even do a game afterwards. And so by filling your cup, by being aka a bitch that is putting her needs first, you're actually being the most loving and caring mother you can be because you're setting yourself up for an amazing quality time that you're going to have with your kids afterwards. And what do your kids need? They need a happy mom.
Exactly. Wow. That's amazing. Really, like, you're saying so much of what it's resonating so much with me. And then I'm thinking about, I'm in a large group with a lot of women entrepreneurs, and I'm thinking about their struggles with what's going on at home, et cetera, and then how they can come forward in their authentic selves, how they can fill their cup.
Yeah, so important.
I really want to share this with them. It's amazing. So a question, what would you say, because a lot of these women that I'm in this group with as well, I mean, they're just putting their foot out there now. They're just learning the tricks and the trades and all those things. But what would you say to them, a female entrepreneur just starting out?
Yeah. Something that is really important to understand for women entrepreneurs especially is that your business really needs to be grounded in your feminine energy. Because as a woman entrepreneur, you're probably in your masculine a lot of the time. And I'm not saying this is bad. You have to. I mean, the masculine is the doer. It's the giver. It's the one that's showing up and being there in the world. You need that masculine energy to have a successful business. But you also need feminine energy to receive clients, to receive money. Because masculine energy is giving. Feminine energy is receiving. And so if you're just starting, and you want to receive more money, more opportunities, more podcast interviews, signing a big contract for a book that you want to write, more clients, more people that you want to serve. It's very, very, very important that every day you come back to your feminine energy so that you can receive these opportunities. Because if you're always in your masculine energy, if you're always doing, you know, like serving clients and showing up on social media and writing emails and doing all these things, the universe, the opportunities, potential clients, they are in their feminine energy compared to you. So when you move back in your feminine, when you slow down, when you go and have that bath, when you lay on your couch and reflect about your day, when you do the meditation, when you go for a walk, when you are in that feminine energy, you are giving the opportunity to the universe and your clients to take the masculine role, the doing, action-taking role. And so they can take action and sign for your programs, your masterclasses, your podcasts, your books. So, you know, there's always this big cliche of the woman that's on the beach making a lot of money. Well, it's not a cliche at all. It's because she's understood that when she's at the beach relaxing, she's in her feminine, and her clients then can take action, be in their masculine, and sign and pay her and send her money. And this is so important to understand for women entrepreneurs, because number one, it's going to prevent you from burning out. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, you're in for the long run. It's not a 6 month thing. So we want your business to be sustainable. And so it's very important to have your business grounded in that feminine energy so that it's sustainable, so that you can receive the clients and opportunities that you've been dreaming of, so that you can surrender and co-create with the universe, and so that you can be connected to your intuition and have a business that is much more soul-led, which is going to be much more fun, much more playful, much more aligned. And I mean, that's what you want, right?
Right. For sure. Amazing. So thank you for all this. And for listeners, there's so much goodness to tap into with the Sacred Roots podcast that you do. So much goodness.
Thank you.
And can you just tell us more about how the audience can find you? I mean, you've got you talk about money, you talk about blockages, you talk about so much great stuff. And I highly recommend whoever's listening, go there. And yeah, so just let us know where we can find you, what's on offer right now, and you can have a word.
So the best place where to find me really is Instagram. I do Instagram lives every once in a while. About money, like you say, about helping people be in their genius and really align their purpose with their business. And you can find me on Instagram at Elle de Posson. So ELLEDEPOSSON.
And we'll put that in the show notes too, just so you know.
Awesome. Something really fun that you can also do is just go on my website, and I have a free quiz there. Where you can actually see which gifts of your divine feminine you already have activated inside of you, how good you are at receiving or not, and which gifts you actually still need to take care of. So this is going to be a great assessment for you to see how good you are in your divine feminine or not. And otherwise, I work with clients one-on-one, and I'm actually doing a masterclass next week to help you magnetize clients with your feminine energy. And then I'm going to be launching a 6 month group program for women entrepreneurs.
That's amazing. Yeah. We'll put all that stuff in the show notes too, so they can just click and go and see you and your books. So yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you brought. Yeah. So beautiful. And just spoke right to my heart. I feel that this was exactly where I needed to be in this exact moment. I feel so honored and refreshed.
Beautiful. The magic of the synchronicities.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.